This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Twelve o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now for the first time this, or for the last time this season, is Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears. Bodie's been with us throughout the course of the season for the Bears, thanks in part to First Advantage and some great sponsors like Cables Pub and Grill hooking up with us throughout the course of the season. So couldn't do a lot of stuff without those businesses. Live and local radio, of course, supporting the UNC Bears throughout their years and Bodie's career. So again, we just thank those sponsors so much. Bodie, my man, good to see you, dude, and appreciate you popping in pretty much every week. I know sometimes the schedule was nuts, but it was so much fun to just learn from you, go through your experiences with UNC, not just this year, but even talk about some of the past stuff too.
No, definitely. It's been a lot of fun to come on here and actually do this consistently. I know I've got to do it a little bit in the past with Linder or with even Jordan Davis, but being able to come here weekly and give shout outs to my guys and just kind of help the people understand our game plans is a lot of fun.
Yeah, learning about the insides and outs and the ins and outs and the matchups and everything. But what a year it was. I mean, when you take a step back, I know, you know, at the end of the day, you and I have talked about it. The goal was we want to win the conference tournament. We want to get to the big dance. That's what the goal is. And unfortunately, most teams fall short of that. I mean, a very small group gets in, even though it seems like a bunch. There's a lot of teams that just don't make it, but you guys were very close. You made it to the Big Sky Championship. None of the know-it-alls had you guys going to that game. So I know that that was cool, at least getting there. I know the ultimate goal wasn't achieved, but man, it was phenomenal to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you go back and look through my 4 years here, and even a little bit before that, we've never been able to win a Big Sky Championship. So to get Smiley being a second year head coach and get us to this Big Sky Championship is really big. And then having the ability to not only get us to the Big Sky Championship, but also helping us get to the CBI and get us a tournament after that was just really makes us really thankful of him.
Yeah, I always think that's interesting too, like how a player responds to that. Because the coaches, you know, hey, the more we can get players together and play in a postseason type tournament like that, the better. Was there ever a point though where maybe some players are in the back of your mind, you're like, do we want to do this again? Our goals were this. Now we're set. What is that like personally
definitely,
for you?
Definitely is tough. Like, you know, you work so hard for one goal in the season and you don't achieve it. For a lot of our guys, we love that we got the opportunity to go to Florida. A lot of the guys, like, really were happy to be there and not upset that the season was longer, which Smiley sat me down when we were in Montana, actually, and asked, like, how would I feel? Do I think I would be able to go? I said, yeah, man. Ultimately, it's another opportunity for me to get looks from other places that hopefully I can go into in the future. And it's at the end of the day, we do what we do for love, and we love the game, and we just want to play it whenever we can.
So it's not necessarily like a retooling of your brain, almost like a re-gear. Okay, we geared up for this. Okay, we didn't get there. Well, let's re-gear back up. But you're always kind of ready to play, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really helpful, especially with how our conference tournament works. For us playing three games in 3 days, it was the same exact atmosphere that we took in the CBI. So being able to know how to follow a film session and do scout and even just like doing it immediately after you win against a team, it's something that was really easy for us to carry over.
How do you summarize this season, man? I mean, it was a long year, and you know, playing in these big tournaments, playing up against big time teams like the Texases and the Arizonas and even up north with Colorado State, them going to the big dance. You guys went toe to toe with a lot of those teams and got to go to some really cool places, not just during the regular season, but starting back into the off season too. Mm-hmm. How do you put a bow on this thing, man? How do you summarize it?
That's tough. I think for me, it was kind of heartbreaking because I remember going back and thinking, man, I didn't take a single picture of any of these stadiums that we were here to. Not even thinking that it's my last year, just kind of focusing on the basketball side of it. And so for me, I would say like really looking back and taking in all the moments that we've got to capture. Like I said to you, like getting to go to Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and Florida this year all for tournaments is just, it's a blast for us. And that's something that a lot of kids won't ever get to see.
Experiences that, you know, like you said, that you can't, a lot of people can't come back and say, wow, we had this opportunity not only to go, but we're playing too. Like we're doing something that's productive for our school. And, you know, we've talked about this is growing that UNC brand. And certainly those are ways to do it. When you're out and about, you're meeting new people, people. People are watching you that might never have watched the UNC Bears before. So there was all these unique opportunities.
Absolutely. I think if you go back to look, we made it to the Final Four of the CBI, and we actually got to be on national television, which is a huge thing for us, knowing that we have our deal with ESPN Plus and we're on there. But just being able to have the opportunity to be on national television and play for people on national television, no matter how good or bad it goes for us, it's just a nice thing to be a part of.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Bodie Hume of the UNC Bears. And Bodie, I mean, we were talking, man, you see it on the wall. You were our Preps Player of the Year years ago. You were the Big Sky Conference Freshman of the Year. And it does seem like a long time ago because you went through all the COVID, all the way through that. You know, some of the players we've had the honor to talk to over the years, the Jordan Davises and Jonah Radabaugh, like, they experienced that, but they were also getting out of it. You were in the beginning of it, and then as we hopefully are rounding out to the end of all of it, too. Yeah. So that's why it does seem like a long 2 years for you, especially then going all the way back to the freshman year.
Definitely. I think going into my freshman year, I didn't really know what exactly to expect, how much I was going to play, if I was going to play at all, what my role would be. And just knowing that was well-defined and just carried me through my 4 years here. COVID year was a long one, man. I mean, we didn't know if we were going to play, let alone practice. Just getting the opportunity to play 20-some games like we did is all we really asked for. So it was nice to be able to be a part of an actual season there, and it definitely helped me a lot. It helped our team a lot understand, like, what we needed tools-wise, and it shows. We got some guys that came in this year and did huge things for us, and we got guys that learned their roles this year that did huge things for us that didn't necessarily get to do that last year. So it was really nice.
And again, so many different things that you went through. I mean, Coach Linder, you started with Coach Linder. Smiley was there, of course, but then you're in that transition, too. So you have that coaching transition, perhaps that leadership transition, and then COVID, all these different things. I remember talking to Jeff Linder when you were a freshman and I on this show, and I said, hey, he's that good of a player. Do you find it hard sometimes that he's a freshman? You know, I remember Linder said, hey, we don't look at him like a freshman. We need him to be an impact player right now. So from that early on, those pressures, and then going through all this other stuff, I mean, it's been a wild career for you at UNC, man.
For sure. It's been very, very fun ride, very thankful ride for sure.
All right, so what's next? Because theoretically, you have another college year left, right?
I do.
The COVID year. Again, doing the math on all of this is difficult for me, but you, in a roundabout way, you still have another year left. So what's the plans? Have you thought about it a lot? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you have.
I am. I'm graduating from UNC this year.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's been the biggest part. Knowing that I've put in a good career at UNC, I probably won't be returning. Hopefully the future plans for me are to continue to play basketball. I just don't exactly know where yet. Still trying to figure out all the options, I guess you could say. But I know UNC and the community's been with me 100%. I feel like they're still going to be with me as soon as I make a decision, which is all I could really ask for.
So you're kind of leaning toward, okay, seeing what that bigger step is, but you're not necessarily ruling out college basketball altogether.
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at what a lot of people like to look at nowadays is with the stat lines and points per game and rebounds per game, and obviously my numbers weren't as high as they could have been, should have been. So that's ultimately going to hurt me in some ways. It just hopefully I played enough team basketball and hopefully I was in a really good winning program, which we were for enough people to say, all right, I think he's ready to take the next step.
And you're right, too. I mean, looking at that, yeah, we can look at the stats, certainly different than last year's stats. But you and I have discussed this a lot, how you impact games in many different ways. Two blocks could mean the difference in a win or a loss. And you had a lot of those moments where you would come up with game-winning blocks or almost this game securing blocks and key rebounds, two key defensive stops. So those are a lot of things, too, that you've added to your resume, I thought, specifically over the course of this last season.
Yeah, definitely getting to talk with some higher-ups and some people that know their thing about college or professional basketball told me what I needed to do, and that was rebound at a better clip and then as well play defense a little bit better. I think people know what I can do from the three-point range as well as what I can do around the rim. It's just more of a matter of giving them different aspects that they would like and like to take a part of.
Bodie, how does this process work then? Like you said, you're still kind of weighing everything. I know you're going to talk to coaches and everything, but do you put a name out there over to the pro level? I mean, that's such a new, unique spot, but how does that setup work?
You know, it's definitely new to me too. I think going and meeting with Coach Smiley is going to be my best bet. He's got an understanding of what should happen next and what my best plan of action is, plan of attack is. And so meeting with him this week is just kind of going to be where I start with, and then talking to certain people from there and just kind of discussing what options are available. I know that I have some people that I can trust that I'll be able to talk to and figure that out with.
Well, I'm excited to see what the future holds for you either way. What would you say, like, your legacy with UNC was? I mean, if you go back, there's so many great players, and I put you right in that mix, man. There were so many great players that have kept UNC, I think, at the forefront of the basketball conversation in the state. It does seem like the Bears are always kind of at least in that discussion of doing something crazy in the Big Sky Conference tournament. You're one of those players that has kept the Bears constantly in that conversation. So how would you summarize, you know, your legacy with the Bears?
That's a tough one. I think for me, it's great. It's great to be on a lot of these leaderboards, and great to be up here with a lot of people that you never really, you know, you hear about, and they're legends, and like some of the best to ever do it. And so being a part of that list is really a lot of fun for me. But I think ultimately just leaving UNC is as known as a really genuinely nice person, and the person that you can talk to, and not just someone that's I guess you could say a douche and who's good at basketball for me, as well as like you take a look at some of these guys that I've got to play with, and it's completely them that's helped me get there. Jonah, JD, even Dalen. I mean, Dalen helped me understand so much of the game this year, and so much of a side of basketball that I never really got to see, because like when I was a freshman, I didn't have to worry about being the guy that was the ball dominant scorer. I just sat in the corner and shot threes, didn't really have to worry about defense even. And same thing sophomore year, Jonah saved our butt a lot of times on defense, and I just got to have the ball a little bit more. So to learn that I needed to be a defensive issue for other teams, and rebounding well, and finding the open guy, and like learning how to play that game from a different aspect is what's been the best part for me.
So kind of a player that every year was asked to do something a little bit differently. Like you said, freshman year, we're asking you to sit up and get in that corner and hit threes. And then as you kind of evolve into that next year, you're picking it up, you're working well with your teammates even more, then the defensive side. And so that to me is growth of a player too. And that's when, as we talked about, teams at that next level are looking, okay, we know he can score, we know he can do these things, but can he adjust? Can he still learn some things or two to make him a better player?
Most definitely. And I think even if you go back to my freshman year, like I had a guy that was really, really good at what he does, and he's making a lot of money playing basketball right now.
Yeah.
And just to kind of like learn that, you know, you're a high school guy that everyone in the state knows, and you change to this, and it's like, man, this is really weird. But I was very, very thankful that JD was the person that he was, and Linder was ran the offense that he ran, and Jonah helped defensively carry the load, and it made me realize that I didn't have to be a key factor to help us win a lot of games.
Yeah, Bodie, it's been an honor to follow you, man. And again, doing this thing with the new NIL stuff was great to get to know you a little bit more on this side of things. Before we let you go, I got to ask you the big question, the big story of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith and Chris Rock, man.
Yes.
I mean, that's the story. I mean, I'm a sports guy. I don't normally pay attention to the Oscars. Is that what they... Okay, the Oscars.
Yes.
But what's your take? I think it was scripted.
Man, I don't know. I watched the video. It looked like... I thought it was a fake slap. I really did.
I felt like Chris Rock like leaned in a little bit.
I thought Will Smith came back smiling afterwards. I thought it was a big joke, but no. I heard stories, and you know, you do the social media research, and it sounds like it seemed okay,
wow,
somewhat real. But you never know. I felt like those two are both comedians, both really good at what they do, and I feel like they would have been friends. So maybe there was a line crossed, but who knows nowadays. It's all big publicity stunts nowadays, it seems like.
And I think we get more creative of how to make it seem more real, too. And again, if it was a real thing, then I would be like, come on, Chris, that was pushing it, because it sounds like Jada has some stuff going on, right?
Definitely.
So that would suck. There's still part of me, though, that thinks it's fake. I was joking. I heard our boy Tanner talking this morning. He's like, yeah, but they acted it out, so they were so real. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, they are actors.
Exactly.
I mean, it wasn't
they get paid to do that.
they're pretty good at this.
It's crazy because like Will Smith just walked right up to him. You know,
yeah.
Like, there's no stoppage. Like Chris Rock didn't say whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, right.
There was no. There
he goes,
was
here
no,
we go.
Like
yeah.
You know, you mess up if you talk a little too much nonsense. You know, you mess up. You're like, hey, okay,
yeah.
I understand. I crossed the line here. You say something before it escalates. To
there's
that,
like so. No security
agreed.
That steps.
Yep, yep.
Like not that they would have escorted him off or anything, but nobody even gets close.
Right, like, no one stands up. He doesn't. look at him really that crazy. Yeah.
And then he just sits there and nobody says anything to him. Like, it was wild.
Definitely.
Man. I wanted to get you in on that for sure. We had to go over that. Bodie, my man, I got a ball back there that I'm going to ask you to sign for. We had your boy JD sign it when he was in a couple of times. So my idea is to collect autographs from all these great UNC Bears basketball players. We started this with Jordan. We weren't able to get Jonas. Hopefully someday we can get Jonas, but I would like for you to, if you do that for us, man, I'd appreciate it. All right, buddy. All right, 37 minutes after the hour. You keep us posted on everything. And as soon as you hear something, we'd love to get you back on the show and maybe let folks know what you're up to.
All right, perfect. I can do that.
All right, man. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local sports.